Welcome to the Jasmine Menke podcast for ambitious leaders ready to live an extraordinary life. Rich beyond wealth, embodying spiritual luxury and overflow of love, joy, happiness, and health. Hosted by Forbes 30 Under 30 lister, international speaker, and ease and flow millionaire, Jasmine Menke. Today's episode on how to expand your capacity to hold more wealth. And before we get started, I want to tell you one thing that just happened that just blew my mind. And I love giving this example because the Wi-Fi wasn't connecting. So I am now going to use my other phone's hotspot. And if you think about the experience of you connecting to source, you have to actually connect. Like, you have to click connect to Wi-Fi. You have to actually click I am connecting to source, right? It's always there. Your source is always there. It's always here to connect. But you actually have to click connect. So I am so excited that we're here right now. Hello, Cassandra. Hello, Jen. I'm so glad you made it. Hello, Jenna. Hello, Cassandra, Olga, Mehmet. Hello, Steven. Hello, Chloe. Oh my God, so many wonderful, amazing human beings are here right now. And I know many of you are still joining on and getting ready and ready and ready and ready. And I'm so glad you're here. Today's beautiful topic is my first live with you. I know we always connect on Facebook, which is so interesting. I love it. I'm so glad that you are here as well. Jen and I, we have connected over so many wonderful things. Hello, Luciana as well. But particularly one thing is that we share in common is we are both sober. I do not consume anything alcohol or any other things, and no caffeine either, because I really want to be clean in my energy and my frequency to be of highest service for this world and actually so many amazing human beings worldwide that I know that are very, very successful, such as Tony Robbins himself. Also doesn't drink, right? And the more amazing human beings that I meet, they also don't drink. So I feel like there's so many synchronicities here, and there's actually something that I want to touch base on today's podcast episode. Hedvig is here. Hi, Hedvig. Oh my God, I'm so excited to see you. I miss you. I'm so glad you're here. And Dache is here. Hello. Hello, everyone. Okay, if you are coming live, if you're watching the replay, doesn't matter. Let me know where you're tuning in from right now. Where in this beautiful, gorgeous world are you in this moment right here, right now? Let me know where you're tuning in from in the comments below. I love connecting with you. I love knowing where you are. Hi. Hi. I'm still in Berlin, Germany right now. Not for very much longer. I am traveling again on Thursday, so I'm very excited. And I haven't revealed yet where I'm going, but I'm excited to leave for a little bit. Belgium, yes. We have California, amazing. We have UK, amazing. Hello, Katerina. Hello, Domingi. Hello. Hi, everyone. Oh, Svetlana's here. Yes, I'm so glad. And Matthew's here. Hi, Kimberly. Amazing. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. And Amy is here as well. All right, back in the UK. Oh, I love the UK. I just got back from the UK. So amazing that you're all here. So today we are all talking about our capacity to hold more wealth, right? So the first thing that I would love to do right now, right here with you, is for you to just accept that you are innately wealthy. You always have been and you always will be, okay? So that is the first thing where it's like, I am wealthy, I always have been, and I always will be. The same sentence might not feel true, because if we are looking at the lack of something in our life, obviously it doesn't feel accurate. But hear me out. If I say the sun is always shining, It is true, the sun is always shining, but sometimes there are clouds that are blocking the sunshine from actually coming through, right? So it's like, it's not that the sun is not always shining, but sometimes there are clouds and there's rain and there's thunderstorms, and then sometimes we have rainbows, right? Like I spoke about last week as well. And then these beautiful things like rainbows show up. So you are always wealthy. You're literally born rich in so many forms, right? Maybe not in money if you were born, but maybe you are, maybe you haven't, doesn't matter. The point is your capacity to expand your wealth, receive more money, receive more wealth is there. It is there. It's a fact. It's a given. It is available for you. And we will speak a lot more about feeling guilt for wanting more money tomorrow on the Lionsgate portal opening, which I'm so excited. I'll be hosting a live transmission, a live experience tomorrow on the Lionsgate portal, the 8th of the 8th at 8 p.m. as well. I'll share a little bit more about how you can join later on this podcast. But I want you to see where you feel guilty for wanting more wealth. And the first thing that I want to say about that is, if you understand that the more money you make, the more you can give, then you actually want to make more money from a heart-centered space. So if you imagine that because you make more money, you can do things like flying out your amazing social media manager and just deciding on a team meeting this morning, being like, hey, I'm going to LA. Do you want to come? Do you want me to fly you over? And she was just freaking out of excitement and joy and gratitude, and is so excited because she'll be coming to LA and we'll be having some beautiful time together. But actually, I'm not going to be there for some of it. So she's actually going to have a holiday for herself, right? So it's like work and play. But I can only do that because I have built a company that allows me to support not only my team members, but far beyond, give back to causes. My other amazing team member, Mika, literally just got married, and she sent us beautiful wedding pictures of her and her husband, and is literally on a honeymoon that was paid by my company, right? Because of the opportunity that she has. And if you've heard me say this before, great, I am super proud of it, and it just makes my entire life, because this is literally what I have dreamed about. Like, just to give opportunities to people and understand that the more wealthy you are, the more prosperity you create in your life, the more you are able to give to others. So when we remove the innate belief that it is even about us, then we understand that actually it is our responsibility to create more wealth. And now this is what we're going to be talking about more today, is how to actually receive more wealth without linking more pain. Because usually we think about more pain, more gain, or more gain, more pain, more gain. I don't even know the correct saying about that because I don't believe in it, right? The more gain, more pain, more gain. Oh yeah, more pain, more gain. It's not true. I do not believe in it. Hi, I'm so glad you're here, Anita. Oh my God, yay. Hello, Sue. Hello, everyone. Oh my God, so many humans are joining. Yana, hi. Oh, it makes me so happy to see you all. I'm taking it all in. Yes, so the moment we understand that it is just literally an entanglement of our beliefs, that we think no pain, no gain. Oh yeah, there we go. Thank you, Matthew. Make more wealth, spreading your wealth. Exactly, exactly, right? Money gets to circulate. Money gets to just be in a beautiful way. Like, we are giving, we are receiving, we are creating, we are literally expanding wealth, right? So this is truly, truly important. Hello, I'm so happy you're here as well. Let's see who just joined as well. Sandy, hi Sandy, I'm so glad you're here. So we just got off an amazing mastermind call with my business boardroom members. And I had this intuitive nudge to do a session on receiving. Because even when we think about the word manifesting, when we talk about the word manifesting, it has the word man in it, first of all, right? The word man is in it. But it also feels energetically, at least this is to me personally, it feels like I am doing something. I love the fires. Yes, I'm doing something. I'm creating something, right? It's like I am taking the action to manifest something, right? When you're talking about I am receiving, it is more passive, it's like in the feminine, in the receptivity, right? Rather than I am doing, I am making it happen, I am taking aligned action. So we spoke a lot about receiving and opening up to receive, right? Because, and this is where the first thing actually comes in, how you actually can align to the key components, which actually helped me personally to become a match to more without feeling heavier, is by learning to feel safe with money. Holding a lot of money. Feeling safe with a lot of money. Receiving a lot of money. So we did an entire exercise to literally align our nervous system into feeling safe. Because if you think about gaining weight in general, because I believe as well, like my body, when I don't feel safe, I usually gain weight. This is not a negative manifestation. It's just confirmation and information that something doesn't feel good in my life and I have to be more supported. I need to support myself more. I need to feel more safe, right? Especially as a woman, if I don't feel safe, I will create safety. And the easiest way to do that is to have a protection layer, which is weight, right? We gain weight, we gain negative emotions, we gain stress, we gain illness to prevent ourselves from showing up, things like burnout, you know, things like that, right? So what are the key components that help me become a match to hold more without feeling heavier? Number one is to feel safe. Safety first, right? Instead of being like, no pain, no gain, for me, it actually was opposite. It was, how can I feel safe in my foundation right now in this energetic alignment? Like if you look at your bank account, you look in the money that comes in every single week, month, every single day, whatever, or every single year, how much is that? And do you feel safe with that? And if you don't feel safe with that already, that's probably why we can't exceed it. If you don't feel like it's enough, then you're basically telling the universe, I don't want more of it. It's not enough anyways. And then you're actually repelling more money from actually coming in. Hi, Janet. I'm so excited that you're here. Hello. Hello, Kimberly. Hello, George. I'm happy you're here. So where in your life do you might be accidentally repelling money and not being a match because you make it feel like it's heavy and it feels bad and it's not enough or it's not what you want or it's not in a specific way. And we do this without realizing it, right? We do it on a subconscious level. It's just by feeling it and having that thought and not even realizing what that thought actually does. Oh my God, that's crazy. I just scratched myself here and now it's turning really, really red. It's very interesting. So I didn't even notice that I was scratching myself and I scratched myself on my neck and now I am red. Now, can you imagine if you would scratch yourself in your thoughts, meaning that you have a thought that might be a little bit scrunchy and it might be a little bit uncomfortable and you see the results of it, but you don't even remember thinking the thought or taking the action, aka scratching your neck. So I obviously noticed that I scratched myself, right? But now it's red and I can see, okay, that's the outcome from what I just did. But if you are not aware of your thoughts, you might be getting the outcome and might be like, where did this red come from? Where did the lack of money come from? I created it? Yes, you created it, which is such a great cue for you to know that if you've created it, you can also create something else, right? So this is the second thing, the second component to understanding how to become a match to more without feeling heavier is if you created feeling heavy, you can also create more while feeling lighter. There just needs to be a different alignment on how you can love yourself more and accept yourself, right? So the more self-love you receive, the more you accept yourself with where you are at right now, you will become a match for more because you're already happy with where you're at. And this usually sounds so simple, easier said than done, and that in itself might just feel really, really uncomfortable. Love how you bring this into the lesson. Scratching can be really unconscious. Exactly, right? I don't usually scratch myself, so I trust that I'm being guided and this happened for a reason, because I don't usually scratch myself at all, and it usually never goes red either. So this is literally a physical example that things show up physically for you into existence in real life, in the moment, in the here and now, on your bank account, literally as numbers, your beliefs. And it's not that it's instant, right? You might have a belief and then it takes a moment. And my guides are like, I'm like, okay, I did the thing you asked me to do. Where's the thing? And they're like, give us a moment. Like, can you realign and can you stay there? Because whenever you go back, and that's the third thing, it's like you have redialed, you have realigned, but then you have to keep vibrating at that level. You keep taking the action, you keep in that receiver mode, and you keep believing the new thoughts. That's the hard bit, right? That's the thing where it's like, okay, I have scratched, but I don't see it, right? Let's say if I wanted to do this on purpose, it takes a moment to show, right? And then all of a sudden it was red and then I noticed it. But if I would have been so actively like scratching more and more and more and being like, I'm so worried about it, then I might actually hurt myself and then it's actually bad and whatever. This is the worst example ever, but you get my point. It's like overdoing it isn't going to give you the results that you want, because you act out of fear. You act out of lack. You act out of not accepting yourself, not loving yourself. And it almost feels like the more pain, the more gain, right? That's where the saying might be like, you know, like really show up and in that hurting yourself. For me, it feels like punishment. It actually feels heavy. It feels uncomfortable. And actually for a time in my life and my business, and maybe someone can relate to this, I didn't want to make more money because I felt so heavy. I felt so lost. I felt like it was hurting me. I felt burnt out. I felt I didn't feel seen. I didn't feel appreciated. I didn't feel loved. I felt like I was working so hard for minimal results. So this is why I don't believe in the more you do, the more you receive. It's not a truth at all, right? Otherwise, the hardest workers would be the richest people on the planet. But it's not that that's the truth, and you all know that, right? It's not that teachers and servers and so many other amazing jobs and so important jobs get paid the highest. In fact, that's completely the opposite. Sometimes people work so hard and they get paid so little, right? So it's not that, and we know that, but if we really knew that, then we wouldn't be overworking. And that's where trust comes in. It truly is the most important component. The fourth component to becoming a match to more without feeling heavier is trust that what you are doing is correct and it's all adding up and you are doing the right things and you're allowing yourself to continue even when you don't see the real life manifestation just yet. That's the last and most important piece, where you believe and you continue holding the faith, right? That's the F word, faith. It is trusting and surrendering and keep doing the things that you know will eventually pay off, even when you don't see it yet. And that's usually the most tempting part, to go back to old ways. Who can relate to this? And take a moment right now to reflect, where in your life do you know better, but you still go back on old ways just to be sure? Just to be sure, just in case. And that's not a bad thing, so don't make yourself feel bad for it, but it's just an awareness. Because from awareness comes clarity, from clarity we create action. From action we create confidence, from confidence we create results, right? So that is really, really important. I'm so happy you're here. Oh, sorry, Amy, Lemia, I called you Amy. Kimberly is here as well. Amazing, so good to see you all. Okay, so can you be honest with yourself right now? Where are you still doing things where you actually know better? Feel free to share if you feel called to. you know, just to kind of call yourself out in the sense that you're releasing it, because I think it's super, super therapeutic when we just announce them and we're like, okay, this is what I'm doing. I used to have the habit of building things and then not being 100% sure about them. And then I'd be like, okay, I don't think it's in alignment. Let me do something else just in case. You know, just in case. It's kind of like not following through on it. And this is such a bad habit to have because you never actually get to see the manifestation because you're building. But then you're like, I don't know. Actually, I don't. Like, imagine you would build a house and then you're like, oh, actually, I don't want to live here anymore. Let me just start building a new one. But you never finish it. So if you never finish it, you can't rent it. And then if you can't rent it or sell it or whatever, you're never going to get that income, right? So I remember having this really very not so great habit. And the moment I started to let go of that, things actually started to compound. They start to manifest. They start to add up and then started to overflow just because of follow through. And I didn't even realize I was doing that, right? So the more you can literally call yourself out here, the more clarity you're going to have. And again, it is about self-love, acceptance, awareness. This is not about making yourself feel worse, but it's just that's the best way to hold even more because you actually understand that some of the things that you're doing that you think are actually helping you may be hurting you. Some things you are doing that you think might be helping you are actually hurting you. And it's so important that you understand. It's kind of like the triple H. It's like things that you might believe are helping you are actually hurting you and make you feel happy, right? Instead of actually having more, you are just adding heaviness and you feel a lot more of a burden. Like you feel like, I can't do this. This doesn't work, right? So that's why this component is so important. And there's work to do here. There's things that you can unravel. So I hope this was helpful so far. Graciela joined and Meg is here. Hello, Vlada as well. So glad you're here. And we are going to now talk about the second thing, because I do believe that those two things are the most important things to receiving more and actually expanding your wealth and you know, actually hold more without feeling very guilty for it and also feeling like heaviness to it. The second thing is also easier said than done, but it's how to overcome worry about what others think when you receive more wealth. So the first thing in itself, like how to actually overcome worry about what other people think, full stop, is obviously the most important thing to receive more wealth. Because the more you that you are being, and this is the most amazing concept that is part of my Shine song on Spotify. If you don't know, I have released a Manifest with Music affirmation song called Shine. And I channeled the lyrics and I use it for my hypnodance practice, which is a combination of the purity method combining mind, music, and movement. And from that, I literally hypnotize myself and my clients into manifesting more wealth, love, health, and anything that they desire. And they're literally stepping into their abundance, right? So by stepping into your abundance and practicing things such as hypnodance based on the purity method, we first and foremost have to get out of that mindset belief that we can't have what we want or be afraid of looking like a little bit of a crazy person or whatever when we actually say what we want to say. And this is why I've added the lyrics, you as you will make it true. And what I mean by that is, if you are the youest that you can be, right? I'm getting an image of Dr. Seuss. And this one book of his just completely took off and was amazing, but it doesn't really make sense. But it was just so funny and so, you know, original that it just took off, right? From Dr. Seuss, right? And these are the kind of example where, you know, things like, please register live to see it later. It's interesting. Thank you. Yes, there will be a replay of this. Don't worry. I'm so excited. So the point is, if you allow yourself to do things that you actually want to do and do it in a way that is real for you and you accept yourself and you embrace yourself as you, 100%, like me coming live here and interacting and doing this and making maybe not so funny jokes, right? I used to feel uncomfortable about that. But the more I was myself, the more I attracted ideal soulmate clients, like hands down, the most amazing human beings that I could ever ask for my entire life. Like, my clients are the best clients I could possibly ever imagine, and I'm so grateful and honored to get to work with such incredible human beings inside my mastermind. Like, I have to pinch myself every single day where I'm like, I love you, and I love you, and I love you, and I love you, and I'm just so grateful. And the reason why I was able to manifest such a great match is because I now have the courage to show up and just be myself, full stop, and own my truth, my entire truth. So the more you can own your entire truth, which we now become to the second component, which is how to overcome worry about what others think when you receive more wealthy. Yes, I'm getting all the hearts. Yes, I love you. Yes, I'm talking to you, Anita. Yes, I'm talking to so many of you that are here right now. I'm so excited. Oh, I'm so grateful. We now have to also own the truth of being wealthy. And sometimes we reject parts of who we are just to feel safe, especially if you are around people that might have certain oppositions to wealthy people or frustrations, or you have adopted certain oppositions to truly being wealthy. So an example is you could be wealthy through someone else, or you could be wealthy through a job, or you could be wealthy through something external, but it's not the wealth that is coming through you and your business. So you might be rejecting wealth through other things because you have a belief that if you become wealthy, for example, if you become wealthy, that you know, others would perceive you a different way, or other people would reject you, or you would lose love, right? It's usually, and I love Tony Robbins saying where he says, you know, it's usually two things, right? It's the fear of not being enough, or there being, you know, loss, right? It's like I'm losing something, right? It's like I won't be loved, or I'm not enough, right? It's like you're losing something. So we have that issue that when we believe that either, right, we are afraid of success because we're gaining things that we don't want and we're losing things that we do want, we're in a bit of a situation here, right? We're in the middle of something where it's like, I don't want this, I do want this, but I believe, and there might be beliefs that are entangled, right? Our BS, right? Belief system is kind of entangled here. We got a lot of BS that is preventing us from actually receiving more and stepping into that receptivity because we are unaligned in our values, in our belief systems, in the things that we actually believe in, and then we're not being stimulated at a certain level, meaning that we are gonna hold back because we don't feel seen, understood, loved, so we rather play small. And then we dim down our light instead of actually embracing all of who we are and just trusting that we are innately enough, that we are gonna say the right things. We might sound like gibberish to some people, but to the right people, these are the people that are going to be gonna be part of all your programs. They're gonna wanna be there. They're gonna wanna show up. They're gonna wanna be in your things always, always. And they just are, because they feel home, because you feel home, right? And that's really how we expand more wealth, is by becoming and being more of who we really are and taking care of the rest where we don't feel comfortable or safe to be ourselves, or where we don't feel in alignment with allowing ourselves to manifest more wealth with more ease, right? So please cross out the sentence, more pain, more gain. I don't believe in that at all. I do believe in going to the gym and, you know, like when you feel like good pain, in the sense where like you can feel you worked out, you are stretching your comfort zone, yes, but I don't believe that you need to hurt, and I don't believe you need to suffer, right? It's like you don't need to suffer to succeed. You don't need to try harder. It's just, can we be more? And can we take care of our own belief system and remove the BS that is no longer serving us, right? Remove the belief system that is no longer serving us. Like, that's the work. And then we take the right actions, which is then creating magic. So the entire Business Boardroom Mastermind call today was really about that. It was about how can we become a direct match and step into receivership to actually call in more of what is an actual match for that what we are wanting. Not a maybe, not a kind of, but what kind of high level people, scenarios, experiences, connections, and things do we wish to calibrate to? Because when we become a match for those things, they just appear because you are it. And that's why it's so important. But if we do believe that we need to protect ourselves, we are never going to be able to really speak from our entire power. And we will not actually play full out in the sense that we're not going to do the things we actually want to do. We actually hold back and contract instead. So I hope this was helpful. I hope this gave you so much to think about and feel into. And one of the examples that I like to share right now as well is I did a live stream, and on that live stream, I casually decided to give away a pair of Chanel shoes. And I'm like, how is this even a thing? Like, where did this come from? And it was, you know, you guys being so excited for me giving away, you know, some shoes to my mother and buying things and spreading abundance, overflow vibes. And the reason why I thought this was so interesting, it's not about Chanel and brands and things like that. It isn't. You know what it's about? You know what it's about? It's about the guilt that most people have when they buy expensive things. That's what this is about. Because I asked myself, why is it so important? Why do I care about this? And you know what I care about? I care about Chanel and shelter. And what I mean by that is I wanted to create a Lionsgate experience on teaching you how to manifest more wealth, on giving you and many others something, because the comments that I received, it's like, I would never buy myself shoes. I would love to have some, but I would never buy that. I don't like, you know, it's just not a priority. And there's so much to look at that as well, where it comes to like trusting that you have so much money, overflow, abundance, infinite things that you don't need, you get to have. Because you don't need, nobody needs Chanel shoes, but you just might desire that. Maybe you don't, just insert the brand that you love or whatever you love, and you're like, it doesn't really make sense, but I want it, right? I want it, but I would never let myself have it because I feel guilt. I feel like I don't have enough, or maybe one day, or maybe, you see, that's the pattern that we want to work on. And then the shelter component, I decided to give 20% of all the profits to homeless people who desire to have shelter. And when you run a business that does so much guilt, that does so much good, you actually cancel out any guilt. And sometimes I actually don't believe that guilt is a bad thing. I don't believe that any emotion is a bad emotion. I believe that our emotions are messengers. They're like the rainbow. Every single color has its meaning and its purpose. You might not love all the different colors, and there's an album that I'm working on right now, all the different emotions and colors for the emotions and how to use them, the colors of the rainbow, right? So for example, feelings like jealousy. Jealousy, for example, is like you looking at somebody and you wish you had that, but you don't, so you focus on the lack. So it's a beautiful message where you're like, where am I slacking? Where am I letting myself down? Where can I raise my standards? And how can I show up more? Instead of, I am jealous, full stop, because you are not a victim. You can have everything and more. And in fact, mostly you don't even want the things that other people have because you want your version of it. You as you will make it true. Your dreams get to come true. It gets to be better than that because it's made for you. Your dreams, your unique calling, your unique wealth frequency. Which is why tomorrow on the wealth expansion frequency, on the Manifest More Wealth workshop, live on Zoom, on the 8th of the 8th, the Lionsgate portal, where literally an entire portal is opening for you to have a heightened energy to manifest together. We are not tapping into my wealth energy as much as we are actually going to help you manifest and live in your wealth frequency. It is a frequency attunement where you actually are going to embody your unique frequency of wealth. It feels different to every single person. And my work is truly to be experienced, not to be explained, because today's podcast episode is obviously more on a cognitive level where we are talking strategy and how-tos and whatnots. And I would like to say that I'm probably one of the only mentors out there that tried to really explain frequency. I was saying, like, I tried to explain to one of my best friends at school what fish tastes like because she was allergic to chicken. It's like very hard to explain. But you can try, and I think because I have a one line, and I'm a 5-1 sacral generator in my human design, and because of the one line, I like to explain things so they make sense. So I teach tangible energetics. Strategy with energy work combined is just magic because it makes sense logically. So you're stimulating your brain, but you're also using that manifestation process and your energetic alignment to actually co-create on a higher frequency and do things that don't make sense beyond the comprehensible. And that's how you are literally going to quantum leap and compound results much faster, because we're doing the things, but we're also doing it in the right energy. So 10x the results, right? So that's the whole point here. So if you build a business where you actually feel really, really good every single time you make a sale, because you are also giving back, not from guilt, but from a sense of, I actually wish to give. I'm so excited to see more sales, and because the more wealth I will generate, the more I'm actually going to give, right? So tomorrow we are going to have the Wealth Expansion Frequency live on Zoom, where you will have the chance to actually win a pair of Chanel shoes, whether they're high heels, whether they're sneakers, whether they're boots, whether they're whatever, you know, ballerinas, it really doesn't matter. But this is your opportunity to join the Wealth Activation Portal at a really, really great rate. And while you do that, your ticket is going to be entered into a raffle to win a pair of Chanel shoes, so you can lock in the frequency forever, right? Forever, as Foxy would say. And you also can know that you will be donating 20% to shelter as well, to homeless people here in Berlin as well, where there's so many people that I've seen on the streets, and I just want to, you know, help them. And I've already collected so many of my clothes as well, because I'm going to be traveling for an entire year. Somebody asked me, where do I live? And I'm like, I'm a rich homeless person, because I'll be traveling the world, and I'd love to give so many of my clothes and give money and, you know, give back. And that's what I'm going to be doing on Wednesday. So tomorrow we're going to be open up the floodgates together even more, even wider, to receive more. You are going to tap into your unique wealth expansion frequency. We are going to be removing any guilt and releasing it, right? It's going to be more an energetic experience. We also, as per request from so many amazing human beings, I actually got the request to have a bit of a lion's dance situation, right? So we are going to be adding a specific dancing situation where you can move your body and actually bring in the energy and actually move it into your body so it actually stays. It's not just a cognitive thing, it's an actual physical change. Cellular upgrades. Like, I literally see my own body and things and ways changing and shifting, and of my clients, like, they're literally changing their DNA through this work, because it goes deeper. Like, it goes beyond just the mind, right? So I'm so excited. Tomorrow is a very, very, very special day. I hope that you can make it live. If you can't make it live, you get instant access to the entire Wealth Activation Portal. So just to explain the overview of what's going to happen, tomorrow on the 8th of the 8th at 8 p.m. German time, which is 2 p.m. Eastern time and 11 a.m. PST time, 7 p.m. UK, I'm going to be going live on Zoom. And in this Zoom room, we are going to help hold the wealth expansion frequency to help you open up even more of your abundance, to trust and to connect to even more of the energy that is your innate divine birthright. This is for men and women all over the world. It is going to be an hour and a half long. Just be there, be present, connect with yourself, connect with the others, and we are going to rise and raise the frequency to the next level, to feel wealthy, guilt-free. to hold more without the heaviness, to remove any lack. And the beauty of that is because of the Lionsgate portal, the energy is at such a high frequency. It literally allows you to open up to more wealth, right? It is literally the moment where everything gets to manifest and gets to be co-created. It's a little hard to read here, so I'm just going to read it to you. Inside the wealth activation portal, you can see that you also have a wealth activation ceremony, right? I'm just gonna tell you because it's hard to read on the slides. But inside the wealth activation portal, you get instant access to the wealth activation ceremony, lifetime access. You get access to the pre-work. You get access to 3 manifest with music affirmation songs, open up to wealth, which led me to manifest 175 plus clients. A masterclass on how I did it strategically. So you'll get the energetics, the music, the soundtrack to manifest basically, and also the masterclass on how I did it, 60 minutes long masterclass. And on top of that, I actually am giving you a hypnodance session so you can actually use it in your own time, at your own leisure, wherever you wish to do it. This is not about dancing in a way or something, right? It is about tapping into a frequency that you might not have been in before. It is about stretching your limits beyond what you thought was possible for you in a way where you can stimulate your mind, your heart, your body, your soul, and actually create through the Purity Method, which is a proven methodology on combining your mind, music, and movement together as well. And tomorrow we are going to have the live workshop to manifest more wealth together. So I would love to invite you to see you on the inside to manifest together the wealth activation portal. Your ticket is going to be entered into winning a pair of Chanel shoes. Your ticket is going to be donating 20% as well to homeless shelter, which is going to be amazing. And I'm sure they're going to be very grateful for that. And also you are doing this for yourself, most importantly, because it's not selfish to think about yourself, because when you are better off, everybody wins, because you can give from overflow and you are no longer sacrificing, you are no longer suffering, and you are no longer needing to give from lack. You deserve to be so wealthy, and the more happiness you spread, the more wealth you spread, the more goodness, the more kindness, the more you actually raise consciousness and happiness frequency and abundance vibes for the entire planet. So do not underestimate. You matter so much, and your work inspires or has the potential to inspire millions of people. That is why it's so important that you will keep going. And I would love to guide you and assist you and be of highest service to you in my best capacity to be live with you in a Zoom room on Zoom, so we can actually sit face to face and have that conversation and be guided and led together. So I hope to see you on the inside. The price is usually $555 for the entire wealth activation portal. Right now it's at $111, and the prices are going to double tonight in a couple of hours. So if you want to get in before the price doubles, just visit the link in my bio, which is jasminemanke.com/WAP, right? WAP WAP, Wealth Activation Portal. And you can just message me the word abundance and I'll just send you a clickable link here on Instagram if that is easier for you. That's fine. So I am so grateful to be opening up the floodgates to abundance with you. I can't wait to see you on the inside. Thank you so much for coming to today's podcast episode. I hope it was of value for you. I hope that, you know, you really got exactly what you needed to hear to take you and elevate you to your next level, to becoming a conscious millionaire and being a freedompreneur in all areas of your life and beyond. So your time is now. I hope to see you tomorrow live on the Wealth Activation on Lionsgate. 888 Abundance Baby, and I'll see you then. Thank you so much. Mwah. Bye. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for listening to the Jasmine Manke podcast. If you received any value out of this episode, I would love it if you shared it with a friend of yours. Or if you want to connect more, share breakthroughs or takeaways, please join my free community at jasminemanke.com/community. See you on the inside.